Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've asked, should the Steelers consider trading Cam Hayward at 412-928-9370? Texter writes in, this is Mike, says he loves the show. If Cam is top five at his position, they should be able to get a good draft pick for him, right? Well, yeah, but you ain't looking for draft picks now. Not when the stated goal is let's go win some damn football games and hopefully a playoff game and hopefully more.
Well, it's just such a unique situation. Yeah, if Cam was 31 years old, you would get something back for him. But I don't think anybody's trading for Cam Hayward right now at 36 years old, going to be 37 years old. I mean, you're thinking maybe a year out of him this year? Like, I don't think that he is a tradable asset. If we want to play that game.
Unless you're a team that's like, we're a defensive lineman away from winning the Super Bowl. And we saw how the Eagles
this
did
year.
It last year.
Yeah.
This year.
Right, you would pay for this year.
But you're not giving up a first or second round pick for that, I wouldn't think. No. I think best you're looking at is a three. And at that point, what are you doing?
Right.
When you're trying to win.
You have three threes, right?
The simple answer here.
Yeah.
You do not trade Cam Hayward.
No.
Intern Dom didn't sway you yesterday?
No. I love intern Dom.
I do too.
But he's just categorically wrong on that.
There's no way they would.
No, they would never
Correct.
Trade him. It's not even a possibility.
No. There's a bigger possibility that they traded TJ Watt than Cam Hayward.
Absolutely. There's a bigger possibility that Hayward misses games than they trade him.
Interesting.
I agree.
Me too.
Now, I think cooler heads will ultimately prevail here. Whether money exchanges hands or not, it likely will. And this will all be a memory. But one that people won't forget, I don't think.
You know what?
Especially if they don't want a playoff game this year.
Well,
if they pay him and they go out and get in our sieve again late in the season, and then he wants to come back next year and do it all again because it's a contract year now. Remember this. Yeah, you put money forward, but if he wants to play again at 37, it's not going to be for less money. So you're setting a precedent for not only him, but the rest of that football team and how you operate. And if it doesn't yield results, I think Joe said he's, what, 1-5 in playoff games when he plays?
1-8.
Okay, and TJ Watt's 0-4, 0-5?
Correct, yeah.
Like, what's the return on investment? Really?
Individual success?
It's quality. It's quality weeks 1 through 16. When they're healthy,
right.
And they've both missed a lot of games over the years. So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to be practicing full right now. He doesn't need to be playing in preseason games. You're not really losing a whole lot there.
No.
But pulling the trigger on this, initiating a, you know, advance of money, if you will, is just you're kicking the can down the lane for what you have to address then in the offseason with him. And I think what the Steelers are probably hoping for is that Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can say, it's been nice. but it's time to move on.
And I think
that, that might be part of this.
I think that that's what Cam's thinking too on his side.
That he's done?
That, yeah, like YA Black, Derek Harmon, they might move on and cut him. I could see that, but more
so
than
so. So that's why he that's why he's coming to the table right now.
Let me get all this money now before something happens and they move on or want to cut me before this money comes my way next offseason.
Man, it's just what I don't understand is this seems to indicate that there's not a for him being a captain and a Walter Payton Man of the Year and a representative of the organization for however many years now. Does this not indicate some disconnect there? Like, are they not telling him, hey, we're going to draft at your position? We're not deep enough at D-line?
I think he's aware.
Yeah. Okay, so why come to the table now and not in March?
I think he's thinking about retiring. That's what I think. He hasn't said that, obviously. It hasn't been reported. But
he wants to get the money, then retire?
I think he wants them to roll the bonus forward to now so he gets paid now.
And then retire after next year.
And retire after this season.
After this season.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
Because then, because you're not going to get the roster bonus if you retire before March. Now, he could retire after March, but then that's a bad look, too. You take the signing bonus and cut and run.
Either way, it's still...
tough.
Yeah.
Tough. Man.
But he has been talking to the Steelers, allegedly, since February about this. Or he let them know about this situation.
Right.
So why didn't it get done? If it was over the rolling the money forward, which is what, $6 million?
Yeah, because we were just talking about him wanting a new contract.
If it's about that, if it's about $6 million, why would it take since February to get done?
That's got
to
be more.
It's more than that.
There's got to be more than this.
Well, that's where the backco theory could come in. I mean, maybe that's all it is, and the Steelers are like, okay, we'll give it to him, but we're not going to let him know we're giving it to him. We're going to make him sweat it out.
I don't think they would welcome that distraction right now. I think they want to put this to bed behind closed doors. If that was being discussed since February, why do you want this in the media right now?
Maybe, but I don't know how much they ever even care about the distraction stuff. I know they moved on from Deontay, they moved on from Pickens, so that might spit in the face of my argument here, but...
He's also holding in, not holding
he's
out.
He's not holding out, yeah.
Well, he's holding in, but he's not doing team drills.
He was hanging out chummy with Mr. Tomlin on the sideline during a preseason game, though. That arrogant jerk, I can't believe he talked to Tomlin.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.